middle of learning Hilchos Kriyas Shema, specifically the way a person is supposed to enunciate and say the words of the Shema. The Mechaber tells us, Sarech l'hafsik ma'at bein l'olam vo'ed l'vohavta, that after we said the sentence of Shema and the Pasuk of Baruch Shem, you shouldn't just immediately begin with the Pasuk of Yohavta, but rather you're supposed to take a little break. What's the significance of this? So the Mechaber says, "Kedei l'hafsik bein kabbalas malchus shamayim l'shar mitzvos," that when it comes to saying the Shema and also the Pasuk of Baruch Shem, that represents being accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven, kabbalas malchus shamayim. However, after once you said the paragraph of Yohavta represents the accepting upon specific mitzvos, which are found in the first paragraph. In order to be able to show it's a different theme, therefore we say this little break, we stop in between. The Ramah tells us, not only should you stop between the Pasuk of Baruch Shem and the sentence of Yohavta, rather, V'yeshal Havsik B'Pasuk Rishon, also when you say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, which we discussed, the various things one should concentrate and think of when they say that sentence, when you say the Pasuk, you're supposed to have certain breaks in the Shema. What is this? It says you're supposed to have a break between Yisrael l'Hashem. So you say Shema Yisrael, stop. Then you say l'Hashem. Uvein Hashem Elokeinu l'Hashem Hasheni. So you're supposed to say the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, in that type of break. What is the significance of this? The Ramah tells us, Kedei Shehei Nishma Shema Yisrael, so it sounds like this is what you're saying. Shema Yisrael, hear Israel, Ki Hashem, that Hashem, Shehu Elokeinu, that is Hashem, is our God, Hu Hashem Echad, He is the one and only God. And then he says, V'yeshal Hafsik Ma'at, we should also make a little bit of a break, Bein Echad, LeBaruch, also between the Pasuk of Shema and Baruch Shem Kavod. Why? After all, if the Pasuk of Baruch Shem Kavod is really also accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven, he says that's true, but Ki'ikr Kibul Malchus Shemayim Hu Pasuk Rishon. The most important way in which a person is acknowledging that Hashem reigns over us is the first Pasuk, although Baruch Shem Kavod also has elements in it which are similar to that, but nonetheless it's not as great, and therefore you're supposed to have a little stop. Doesn't mean for 10 seconds, just a split second, just to acknowledge that there's a different level of a different concept which is said in each sentence. Mechaber then continues and says that Sarech l'hafsik min hayom al levavecha. It says there's other times when you say the Shema you're supposed to take certain breaks. For example, when you say in the pasuk that hayom al levavecha, that it is today, it's in my heart, it's in my mind. And also this a similar pasuk which is found in the second paragraph of the Shema, bin hayom le'ahava. Shelo yehe nira hayom v'lemachar. Because if you say it fast, it sounds like, yes, I am accepting upon myself Hashem's mitzvos today, and only today. So therefore, instead you should say, I'm accepting the mitzvos hayom, today, but it's alelavecha, it's something which is constantly in our hearts. And therefore, by saying that little break, you're not going to give the impression that, yeah, today's a good day for Torah, tomorrow not. The Mechaber then continues and says other things we should think about when we say the Shema. Sarech l'hafsik bein nishma l'Hashem. Why do we have to make a break between when we say the word nishma and the word Hashem? It's in order l'hatim yafeh ha'ayin sholteh niras kehei. Said that if a person will say the words fast, the letters will sound different than they're actually written, and therefore it'll end up having different meanings. So instead of saying Nishba Hashem, which is a shvua, swearing to Hashem, with an ayin, with a hey, would constitute captivity, which obviously is a different word. So therefore you have to be careful when you say the words that you're actually doing that. You're saying the words properly, because you might not even realize you'll be saying different words which have completely different meanings, which obviously is not the purpose of why the Pesukim written that particular way. We'll see one more halacha, and tomorrow we'll continue with this theme, and finally discuss tomorrow the sechar, the various rewards for a person that's meticulous in saying the Shema. It says, Sarach lahatiz zayin shel tizkaru, that when you'll notice in the third paragraph of Shema, someone that perhaps will be saying the Shema in a quieter tone, you might hear them with this noise, zzz. It's not that they're taking a nap and there's no bees around. Rather, they're trying to say the pasuk, the word tizkaru, carefully. Why do we say it in such a particular, such a specific way, tizkaru? So the Mechaber says, delol lishtama tishkaru, because perhaps you it might sound like the word sheker, right? That you should wear the tzitzis because of sheker, because the Torah and all the mitzvahs are lies, which is would be a pretty bad thing to say. So therefore we have to be careful not to say it that way, tishkaru, rather tizkaru. What's another mistake a person could make if a person would not specifically enunciate the Zion, which when a person says that sound, it has to be loud. It's very hard to say it quietly. However, in a library, when you want to quiet someone, you say shh, because that's something you can say quietly. Because if you wouldn't say the word tizkaru loudly, the Zion, it might end up being tishkaru, or which comes from the word schar. What's the problem with saying tizkaru as though it sounds like you're saying schar? Because schar is reward. And we know that the Mishnah in the beginning of Perkei Avot says, that we should not be like servants who serve Hashem solely for the purpose of accepting reward. But that's what it would sound like. It would sound like, I want to do all the mitzvahs, l'man tizkaru, so I'll get all this great schar. I'm going to have such a great, all this great reward Hashem is going to give us. That's not the purpose of the mitzvahs. That's, a child does things because they get rewarded. A person should find the reason within the mitzvahs themselves, the beauty within the Torah itself, even without the sechar, even without the reward to want to fulfill them. Therefore, the Mechaber says, V'chein tzorech lahatiz zayin shel v'sechartem, and therefore he says specifically, that's the reason why people are careful, that when it comes to that word, v'sechartem, they say the zayin in that particular fashion. We'll stop here. V'chanan v'chashem 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 v'chash